Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we are continuing the halachas of opening packages on Shabbos. In the last year, we introduced there's two halachas that are very negeya opening packages. One is the iser to make a Pesach na'ah, to make a new opening in a package that's a nice opening. The halacha is that is also to do on Shabbos, and especially if you're going to reuse it. For example, we gave a case of an orange juice bottle where you pull out the pull tab of plastic, and you can reuse that, and as you take out the oranges, you're reusing it a bunch of times. That's a problem of Pesach Na'ah. And there's another problem. If you have a completely sealed can or object, it's called Guf Atum. And according to Chazon Ish, creating any type of opening, even if it's not a Pesach Na'ah, but any type of useful and complete opening to a Guf Atum is also on Shabbos. And therefore he held it was also to open a can of corn, for example, on Shabbos, because you're taking something that's a Guf Atum, it's a completely sealed object, there's no opening at all, and making an opening, that becomes Asa on Shabbos. Now, there's a third issue when it comes to opening packages, and that's the Issa of Kireya. We know one of the Lama Tas Malachas is Kireya, which means to tear something on Shabbos. Now, tearing is the Iker, the Issa Deraisa is, if I tear, Amanas Litvar, I tear something, or to re-sew it. But any type of tearing that's in a constructive manner is also Asa. But if it's Amanas Kalkal, if it's a destructive manner, it's also Madarabanam. Now, the Halacha is, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, and it's B'Shem at the Sefta. It's in Simen Shin Yodal, Sikot HaChafei. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, Muta Gamkein L'Kroya Ar Me'alpi Chavish Al Yayin. You have a barrel of wine, and it's covered over with a piece of Ar, a piece of leather. The Halacha is allowed to rip that leather in order to take the wine out. And the Shal is, why? Why are you allowed to rip the leather on Shabbos? You're not allowed to rip something on Shabbos. Even if it's Mekalka, but it's also Medarabanan. So there's three Pshatim in the Paiskim, why that is Mutter. Pshat number one is the pshat of the Sefer called Shvisa Shabbos. He says that a piece of art that's wrapped around the top of the barrel of wine is considered like a klipa, it's like a peel. And therefore, I'm just peeling it off, and that's not called a malacha. It's not called a malacha, it's not called like a beged, it's just like a peel, and therefore it's not awesome. The second pshat is the Chayodim pshat, the more famous pshat. The Chayodim says pshat is that kilkel is mutter, tearing in a destructive manner is mutter, but makim tzarech Shabbos. When the tzarech fit, here I need the wine, you're allowed to do mekalkel on Shabbos. That's the pshat number two. Pshat number three, the Shulchan Harav's pshat, that he's mechadish, that the Issa Kireya is only something that's made with a bunch of threads, and that's called tearing something. But something that's naturally one item, one guf, in essence it's one thing, and I rip that, I tear that, that's not Issa Kireya. For example, a piece of leather that it grows, the skin grows that way, and I tear that, that's not an Issa Kireya. That's the three pshatim and why you'll have to rip a skin, a piece of leather, off the bottle of wine. So this is very negay to know all these three reasons, because you have to see if there's, when the open packages, is there Issa Kireya. So the first thing we'll talk about is opening freeze pops on Shabbos. When it comes to opening a freeze pop on Shabbos, is it mutter or usher? So just as a little hakdama, in the Sefer Pia Paschav HaChachma, he writes that it's very chomer. He writes like this, Shefeferes ha'isuim plastic u'besoichem mashkem ha'mutuk, also, of Tayacha Sheferis B'Shabbos B'Roshi. Now, I'll open it up on top. Pain, Alide Sakin, Behena De Shanaim. Side with your teeth, side with a knife. But Yoyis just with Issa De Raisa, that's what he writes. Lechain Yesh Limcha is a Philip Ketanim. He holds it's Issa De Raisa. Lemaisam, most Poiskim hold that it's not an Issa De Raisa. And let's analyze exactly, it might even be Mutter. Let's analyze exactly which Isser is opening a freeze pop on Shabbos. So, Mitzad the Isser Pesach Yofa, Pashtus, here it's not an Issa Pesach Yofa. But especially if you bite it with your teeth. If you bite it with your teeth, it's not a very good, useful opening, a very nice opening. And therefore, if you bite it with your teeth, it should not be Issa Pesach Yafa. Now, what about the Issa of Guf Atum, of the Chazanish's Guf Atum? So there, someone asks her, because here I'm taking something that's a completely sealed object, and I'm making a hole in it, and now I'm making it useful. And that's your problem of Guf Atum. On that, some say the Chazanish does not apply over here, because here, it's not really clearly a Guf Atum, it's just stuck together, it's like glued together. It's not like Guf Atum, which looks like one sealed object. This is not so clear, it's Guf Atum. But others say it is a problem with Guf Atum, and therefore someone asked the Chazon Ish to open the freeze pop. But the third reason to ask her, which is a very strong reason, is what happened to the Issa of Kireya, of tearing on Shabbos? Bishlam, for the reason of the Shvisas HaShabbos, that says that the reason why it's mutter to take the leather off the Chavis, so here would be mutter also, because it's considered like a klipa, to like a peel of the food. And also for the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that anything that's one guf, that's not called tearing, only if it's made with threads, then it's called tearing. Here also it's not called tearing. But The main pshat, the chayadim pshat, it says that the whole heter is kilkel. L'char, here it's not kilkel. Here, when I cut off that top of the freeze pop, that kireya, that tearing, is a constructive way because I'm creating now a way to eat the ices. And therefore, there are a lot of poskim who hold it's aser. Even those hold it's aser say you ought to give it to children to open, even in a normal way, because since there's so many poskim hold that there's different ways that's mutter, you give it to children to open. But how can an adult open a freeze pop for a child? So the poskim say the eitzah is just to make a slit on top, but not go through and through. Don't cut the whole top off. Just make a slit on one side of it, or only cut off half the top. And since here, you're not completing the opening, so it's considered incomplete, so you don't have a problem of guf atum because you didn't complete the opening. And it's also kilkel. When you open a freeze pop only halfway, that's a kilkel. And therefore, this would not be called tearing in a constructive manner, and that would be the best way for a gadol to open for the katan. The freeze pop is by not slicing off the whole entire top, just cutting off a piece of it. And you can do that with a knife also. Just only cut off a piece, and that would be the best way to do it. I'll read it from the Sefer, B'nai Avram. He says, an easy and efficient way to open a freeze pop without completely detaching any of the plastic is to lay the freeze pop on a hard surface and cut the front of the plastic, but leave the back intact. That would be the best way to cut the freeze pop. Now, when it comes to ices called crack in half, that's a bigger problem. You have two parts of ice, they crack in half. That's a bigger problem because there, I'm taka creating the two kalim, making it possible for them to be eaten, both sides, and therefore that should not be done on Shabbos. Again, in such a case, it could be you allow the child to do that on Shabbos, because there are poskim hold what to be makel on with the crack in half, so you can allow the child to do it. But again, an adult should avoid cracking in half the crack in half ices.